we want to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine today, Chris. And I know that we have, or I should say, Dr. Cochran. I'm sorry, I've known you since you were in high school.
it's a pretty common thing. I'm happy with anything that's not ugly, but so Chris is just fine.
All right, so Dr. Cochran, COVID-19 vaccines have now been available for about a month.
Yeah, a little bit over.
About a month. And you and I, and I know we're friends on Facebook and social media, and there's a lot of backlash. A lot of people that say, I'm not taking the vaccine.
Sure.
For whatever reason. So what I wanted to do today was maybe kind of put some of those people at ease, or maybe people that are on the fence about taking the COVID vaccine when it becomes available. And so I'm just going to ask that question right out. Why should we take the COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, anytime that you can prevent a disease, Mike, it's always better than trying to treat a disease. The problem with COVID, of course, we've all been affected by it, and we've seen all of the damage it's caused. Even though only about 7% of our national population has been infected with this virus, it still has wreaked havoc. And so anytime you can prevent a disease, it's always better than treating. If you were to happen to present to Ozarks Healthcare's emergency room with pneumonia, we would have a dozen different things that we could definitively do to take care of you and get rid of your pneumonia, and we probably would. Unfortunately, there is no medicine that does that definitive care for the ravages of COVID-19. Not everybody gets that, but if you did happen to show up, we don't have anything as definitive as just plain old antibiotics for pneumonia. So preventing the disease is always preferable. This is an opportunity for us now. Like I said, we need to get to a very high level of immunity in our community so we can stop having these infections throughout the population. In order to get there, we need to get up around 70% or so of immunity. As I said, only 7% of the population has been infected with the disease. It seems like many more, but only about 7%. So we're a long ways away, because as you may know, there are two ways of achieving immunity. Having the actual disease, which is the way worst part of it. You can't get measles a second time, but it's much more preferable to give that immunity artificially by giving a vaccine. And so if we can get the population up to a level that's careful, then we can start to get back to normal. We can start to have stands full of fans again, and we can have no vouchers to get into basketball games and all the things that we miss. But until we get to that point, we can't. And so in order to get there, we need to get that immunity level up.
Yeah, you said something there, and that 7% of the national population has had the COVID-19 that has been reported, because I think there are probably some people that have had cases that never went and got tested.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
But it's like you said too, it also seems like a lot more, because everybody, it seems like, knows somebody
absolutely
that's had the COVID-19.
You know, or even worse, has lost someone to COVID-19. Yeah. As small as those numbers are, I know everyone, at least in Mammoth Spring and Thayer, we all know a family that's been ravaged by this situation. And you know, my hope is that I can make up for some of the mistakes I made early in this by telling people I never thought this would come this far. I was wrong initially when this disease hit us last spring, and so I need some remediation. And by doing my little mini crusade to get people vaccinated, that's my hope, is that I can make up for some of the errors that I made early on, because I told people, I said there's no way it's going to burn out before it ever gets to our community and causes havoc, and I was dead wrong. So
well, yeah, I think a lot of people were. I mean, from the national level to the state level and to the local level. I mean, because people, they just didn't know.
We've never seen anything like this before. Yeah, we've never seen anything like this before. And so the experts were just doing the best they could by virtue of having, you know, expertise at a level of epidemiology. But no one has ever seen anything like this. So
now I know there have been a number of the folks at Ozarks Healthcare have received the vaccinations. My daughter's one of them.
Jessica. Myself included, yep.
Yeah. So tell us about that situation. Any after effects or anything that people need to be worried about?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, this vaccine is elegant. It's probably the most elegant and safe form of a vaccine that I've ever seen. And we've all been vaccinated for something from the moment, I mean, that they let us get vaccinated after we're born. And numerous diseases have been eradicated by vaccination. But this vaccine is absolutely elegant. It doesn't have any protein in it at all. It doesn't have any virus. It has no viral particles, no live virus, no dead virus, no nothing. But it does induce an immune response. And so my personal experience was I had a little bit of a chill at about 11:30. I got both shots. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of a chill at about 11:30. I was a little bit achy throughout the day the next day. That responded very well to garden variety anti-inflammatory therapies like we would for any other cold or flu. I didn't miss work. I didn't feel infectious because I knew I was not infectious because the COVID vaccine cannot give you COVID infection. And so I got through the day, and then day three, I was perfectly fine. But that's been a pretty common experience. Some people have been a little sicker than that, and some people haven't felt anything at all. So
yeah, my daughter Jessica is exactly the same way you described it, only her arm was a little bit sore.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Around the injection
I forgot to mention that. Yeah, my first injection, it felt like somebody, as a friend put it, somebody punched me, and then the second injection was a little bit worse. It felt like somebody had shot me with an arrow. But that was just one day, and I certainly could walk through the intensive care unit at Ozarks Healthcare and see people that were in a worse situation than I knew that I wasn't going to have to be in because I got the vaccine.
You know, that little bit of pain from getting that shot. I mean, that's not much to ask to go through to protect you and possibly your entire family from getting this disease.
Absolutely. The polarization of the population about the vaccine has been pretty fascinating to me, and I would absolutely do anything I could, answer any question I could to any person that thought the vaccine was rushed or unsafe or toxic or
had a chip in it.
Had a chip in it or conspiratorial. There's nothing to that. This is our golden ticket, folks. This is the way that we get back to where we were when the Chiefs were winning the Super Bowl last year.
Exactly right. And we don't want to get started on the Chiefs because I know we could talk all day.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, one of the things I saw this morning, and I think it's absolutely right that I don't think people are thinking about, is with the chip. And I don't want to get into the whole conspiracy theory, but if the government wanted to track you, all they got to do is just log into your phone. Because
sure.
you're already carrying a device that allows them to know everything in the world they want to know about you.
I'm pretty, I have a pretty prominent job, but I'm pretty sure the government doesn't care what I'm doing. and to be self-important enough to think that the government wants to keep tabs on me, I can't imagine how boring the guy who would be in charge of monitoring me, I can't imagine how boring his life would be. So
I would agree. And same way with me. And if they wanted to do that, they could already do that through your
Absolutely.
Phone. Through your phone. But all right, so there was a report out today that Missouri ranks 50th in the nation in rolling out the vaccine. And I know there are several reasons for that.
Well, you know, first of all, it's unprecedented. We haven't ever done this before. I have no excuses for anything that's happened as far as the rollout goes, because as a healthcare provider, I'm as frustrated, if not more so, than the average person that's anxious to get the vaccine. I can tell you that there are mass vaccinations in the works in our local area, especially in West Plains. The National Guard is working with the local health officials, and sometime within the next week or so, there is potentially going to be a mass vaccination. Those vaccinations will still be largely by tier of danger. We want everyone to get vaccinated because, like I said, I want that 70% plus immunity throughout the community. But we still have to be judicious because we know that the vast majority of people who die from COVID-19 infections are over the age of 50. The older you are, the more likely it is to cause serious harm. And so we are tiering it from from a healthcare provider perspective, mm-hmm. We all got those first because we're in contact so much. You know, I would gladly have given mine to someone who was more in danger, but they wanted me to get it first. The next tier are the people at significant risk. We've given it to the nursing home patients, and now the older folks at large are the next in line, and so that's where we want to go next.
Well, I'm 60. Does that put me in line?
Well, I think the tier is going to be 65, but if you can come up with some comorbidities, we can probably squeeze you in, even if they're mental health issues. So.
Well, you say mental health. Well, thanks, Dr. Cochran. All right, so he listens to the Redbone Show a lot, I think. Anyway, so, bottom line is, when the vaccine becomes available to you, take it.
Absolutely. I have no reservations whatsoever. There is this is the safest, most elegant, most amazing vaccine I have ever witnessed as a medical provider, and I've been doing this for, well, a long time, and I have no reservations whatsoever, and I hope that when it's available that you'll get in line.
You know, folks, and if you know somebody that's had the illness, the coronavirus illness, and you've followed them, and I've got a very good friend who is still battling, and I mean, it's going on about 6 weeks now, and you know, he got through the initial, and now just can't seem to get off of oxygen. This thing really is pretty dangerous and could be long-term.
It's still poorly understood. You know, we've been studying most of the diseases that we know so much about for ages. Mm-hmm. This is a poorly understood disease, and there are some people that have had some long-term sequela that we didn't know. The trauma, the mental trauma of not being able to taste food for a month has been described, but certainly COVID fog and the ongoing respiratory issues. There is nothing that we can do for this. It's tincture of time. Preventing the disease is by far and away the best way to prevent those horrible things. You know, I see people try to discount it. It's only a 1%. It's a 1% mortality. Well, it's not 1%. It's about 3. And also, the very ill from this disease don't suffer as much as dying, but most assuredly they do suffer.
Yeah, you know, when we do our work for St. Jude, and we say this quite often, it's something that was brought to our attention a couple of years ago. You talk about the it's only 3% mortality rate. Well, that's pretty good unless you're one of the 3%.
Right. Well, you know, that's if we gain national immunity by catching the disease, which if we don't take the vaccine, that's our other option, mm-hmm. and we'll all get it eventually, more or less.
Sure.
That's millions and millions of people. That's nearly 4 million people dead. And so in the United States, that's too many. That's too many. And I mean, we're at 400,000+ right now. And sure, there are lots of other causes of death that still exist out there. And there's all sorts of conspiracies about whether or not those are still being reported correctly or not. It doesn't really matter. We all have known someone who's been extremely ill or died from this. And if we can prevent... Why would we not?
Yeah, you know, it's both things. If you could prevent just one person from dying, it's worth taking the vaccine. Dr. Cochran, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time. I know you're extremely busy for coming in and being with us and maybe shedding a little light on this for the folks that are on the fence or maybe didn't quite understand. So thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. It's on my way to work. It's easy. I'll come by anytime you need me.
All right, very good. Dr. Chris Cochran from Ozarks Healthcare. And folks, you know, again, the bottom line is, take the vaccine when it becomes available to you. As Dr. Cochran said, there's going to be a mass immunization, would that be the correct word, is going to be coming up here in the next week or two in the West Plains area. I'm sure there'll be others as well. So just do what you can and get that immunization. All right, again, thank you, Dr. Cochran.